Acts chapter number 2. I'm ready for God's word, and we're thankful for his truth. And let's apply it to our lives and our hearts tonight. It says in chapter number 2, verse number 1. And when the day of Pentecost had... You know what? I think we ought to read this together aloud. Let's do that, okay? And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Praise God. Man, do we not need that again today? So, Father, your Holy Spirit is here. The governor of your kingdom is here. And may he do as he pleases in our lives tonight, because we are yielded, submitted to him in Jesus' name. Amen. May be seated. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, it is good that we are here. It is. It's good that we're here. Tonight, the Holy Spirit will heal, deliver, empower, touch, move, and change us forever. All we need to do is just be willing. Amen? Amen. He'll do that in this room because he has all power to do that. Let me share with you about the Holy Spirit. I want to call him tonight the governor of God's kingdom. Because when you speak of birthing of the church, and that was the text we all just read, it was the day the church was birthed on the day of Pentecost. When you speak of the birthing of the church, there has to be a government for the church. The governor of the church is the Holy Spirit because Father and Son sent him to us. When Jesus ascended to the Father, he said, we will send him to you. And when Jesus arrived at the throne of God, together they sent back the Holy Spirit. He is the one who is present to govern the church. An example of a governor, one who has the responsibility for a state. The Holy Spirit is God, the governor of the church, representing God's kingdom on earth. And we cannot know God's kingdom without the Holy Spirit. We have to have the governor. He has to be present for us to understand the kingdom of God, because he's not only the one who moved upon those scribes and prophets to write the scripture and give us the inspired word of God. He's the one not only is the author of the scripture, he's also the revealer of the scripture. He has to be present for us to understand the kingdom. Without him, we lack understanding of the kingdom of God. There are many things we will miss if we do not welcome the governor when we call together the church for worship and the word. He creates the climate for God's kingdom to flourish. So let's look at the influence of the Holy Spirit. And using the word, I want to show you what happens when the Holy Spirit truly leads Jesus' church. You know, man has set up forms of government across our planet, and thank God we have the best form of government humans can make here in our culture, the United States of America. But in the kingdom, we must have the leadership of the Holy Spirit in the church, because there is no kingdom like this one. And he is not weird. He is very organized, very structured, and very powerful. The Holy Spirit can cause anything to change. You have a dilemma that needs changing. Tonight is the night, because the governor is here. Thank the Lord. And the word says it like this in Acts 2 and 4. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They were all filled. The desire of the Holy Spirit is to influence all. He doesn't appear only to affect a section of the body of Christ in a church service. He didn't show up just to pick the worship team to anoint. The Holy Spirit wants to influence all who have gathered to seek Him, as it was in the upper room. He's here for all, right? The Holy Spirit doesn't overlook you because of an educational deficit. The Holy Spirit doesn't overlook you because of the color of your skin or your culture or your background. The Holy Spirit wants to influence the entire room. And the Holy Spirit will not appear and overlook an individual who is seeking Him. He doesn't just show up to anoint the pastor, but everyone in the room, everyone who has made a preparation to meet with Him, He will anoint and bless. He doesn't intend to omit anyone who is hungry, because that's not how the Holy Spirit operates. So when you awakened on this Lord's Day, He, the Holy Spirit, had it on His agenda to impact your life, every one of us. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together. That's the crowd outside the upper room, and were confused because everyone heard them speak in His own language. The Holy Spirit, governor of the church, breaks the language barrier. Most of us speak English, but if we did not, the Holy Spirit is able to articulate to each individual and to declare His truth to each of us. Some people use perfect English. Others use another language. Language is just a form of communication. The Holy Spirit is able to articulate to every person in His presence. Now, you might think, I don't understand that concept. When the governor shows up, you do understand. He helps us, makes us to understand, because every language barrier, according to Acts 2, is broken in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Because it says in Acts 2 and 6, heard them speak in His own language. Everyone that was hearing from the 120 who were in the upper room speaking in other languages, everyone who was hearing those languages understood what was being said. Ask your neighbor, do you understand what is being said? Because there is no confusion when the Holy Spirit, the governor, shows up. He makes Himself clear. There have been times when there's been confusion in the church. Confusion because of tradition. Confusion because of some man-made added concepts. But God said, I'm sending My governor to the church so that the worship team understands, the congregation understands, the pastors understand, the deacons understand, everybody understands. When the governor shows up, all will understand what's going on. No one will walk off thinking, I don't understand what was going on. You will understand what's going on because on the day of Pentecost, God took all the confusion that began at the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11, and He wiped it away. He caused every man to understand according to his own language. So every barrier, anything blocking communication, was broken in an instant. And all of a sudden, everyone began to understand who Jesus is. When the power of God shows up, everybody understands. The pastor, the worship team, the people. There's no more confusion as to how the flow of a service is to proceed, because the governor, the Holy Spirit, is here. Can anyone shout, thank you, Lord? Amen? Amen. Women's ministry, children's ministry, student ministry, all ministry, no dilemma. Because the communication barriers have been torn down. All is well when the governor is here, is present, and he is honored. Peter stands and he begins to preach right after the Holy Spirit has now filled everyone in the upper room. But this is that. This is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Say, I am included.
I am included.
Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. So God has included all in this last day outpouring. The Holy Spirit, the governor, will inspire visions, dreams, and prophecy. He will bring all of that to bear within the body of Christ. Listen, there are some that God will grant vision to, others a dream, still others a prophetic word, and God will use all of us to speak to us and speak to others. He will give insight and show us things to come. I read to you this morning how that was happening in a part of the world that heretofore was not happening in that part of the world, but now because of the power of the Holy Spirit creating vision for people, they're getting a vision of Jesus and a revelation of who he is, and there's an explosion of renewal because of the work of the Holy Spirit. He will give insight and show us things to come. So I'm here tonight to activate something on the inside of you. It has been too quiet. Amen? The Holy Spirit is present to give you understanding of the dreams that God gave you so that you comprehend them and how they're to be unraveled and unpacked in your life. And it will get to the sons, and it will get to the daughters. It will get to the old men and the old women. It will get to you. He is coming your way right now, tonight, because the governor is present. And no matter where you've come from, he has brought you to himself. He picked you out to bring you to his kingdom and govern you. Now, if you don't want to be governed by him, you should never have shown up in his kingdom. He wants to govern your thought patterns. He is saying there's something better than what you have experienced. I will show you in my kingdom things you could never achieve by running your own kingdom. He desires to ignite something deep inside of you that only God could ignite. And in the name of Jesus, in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, his manifestation are released in the body of Christ. Amen? So your steps will be ordered by the governor. He will give you divine wisdom and the ability to plant a word in season, not when you want to, but in season. Sometimes we try to run ahead of God a little bit. Not when you want to, but in season. There is a word in your mouth somebody needs to hear. They have a need, and the Holy Spirit has the answer. And in his body, he desires to use the members to bless those who have need. Amen? God has not put you on the shelf. He has not parked his church in neutral. He wants to direct you to someone to minister to meet a need. That's what the Holy Spirit is motivated by. He wants to use you in ways you never thought he could. And frightened, you were waiting for the next generation to pick up on this. You are that generation. You are. And when the governor shows up, youth will not be waiting for something in the street. They'll be looking for something in the kingdom, waiting for the governor's influence to begin. And when you get the governor's influence, students will then have a desire planted in them by him, and thereby they want connection with the rest of the body of Christ, because the Holy Spirit, if he's about anything, he's about promoting the importance of the whole body of Christ. And students will begin to understand and know There is more for them than what can happen on a Wednesday night. That the governor has a word for students. And the word for students is simple. Parents, help me ignite your students. God has not changed his mind about his word. It is forever established. And then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. That's explosive. Amen? Ask your neighbor, are you glad? They gladly heard the word. They were thrilled. They heard something they'd never heard before. That day, 3,000 souls were added. Listen, when the Holy Spirit is our governor, he will cause the kingdom to expand beyond anything that we can conceive of. I was reading to you this morning, and I'll reference that again, about what's going on in that part of the world that sometimes we just don't think could ever happen. In the part of the world where ministers can't even divulge the fact that they're there in any capacity for ministry. And I'm looking at this, and one of our missionaries who's been there almost four decades, in the first 35 years he gave away 450 Bibles, because that's the limit to which people were hungry for God's word, and they wanted their own religion, they wanted anything to do with Jesus or the God of the Bible. In the last 5 years, he's given away 100,000 Bibles. That's 20,000 Bibles a year. He's got a need for Bibles, by the way. He's got a great need for Bibles. That's fantastic. The kingdom expands when the Holy Spirit begins to work beyond anything we can conceive, by hundreds and by thousands. Thousands represent another dimension. When the Holy Spirit governs, he doesn't move in levels, he moves in dimensions. That's why 3,000 were added at one time. So when you move with him dimensionally, you move in thousands. So get ready, we don't have room for what the Holy Spirit desires to send. Don't have room. God will shift the matter for you, and you can grow in your personal finances, listen, exponentially. You will grow in your small group exponentially. You will grow in your walk with Jesus exponentially. And I say to you, grow! In the name of Jesus, grow! And you're saying to God, I will not remain in this dimension. I'm growing into a new dimension. Put it in the atmosphere. I'm growing into a new dimension. Now, if somebody's got that out there, you got it. It's yours. And you desire to know how to grow into a dimension where you break out and you break through from hundreds to thousands. It just explodes. And we need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead governance of our lives. When we do that, spontaneous growth begins. He adds and multiplies in the church. There's too much emphasis on what man can do, because only the governor can attract. Now, growth may not be in the mind of individuals, but hear me. Growth is the mindset of the governor. And he's looking for people who want to cooperate with him. When the governor is leading us, he knows how to draw people to Jesus. And even if there's a storm brewing, the governor oversees entire regions. Nothing stops what he's about to do. In their storms, he will plant seeds for new birth in their hearts, and Calvary Christian Center will be on their minds. That's where I need to go to grow. But we must share the gospel. We must be out there with the work, cooperating with the Holy Spirit. Listen, marketplace is where God wants to work in our culture. And that means in the body of Christ, wherever we're doing business and doing life, that's where he wants to show up and plant seeds, attracting people to Jesus through you. And with the governor working with us, his church grows. Now, we may have dozens on our mind. The governor has hundreds and thousands. Are you listening? Amen. On his mind. That's where he's going. That's what he's looking at. He's already targeted those that he knows need the gospel. We're not prepared for what he has. We can't physically, mentally, emotionally get ready for what he has planned. That's why Jesus said, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the field. He has multitudes on his mind. And his message to Calvary is this: God needs every one of you for what he desires to facilitate. Everyone is important to the work of the kingdom. We need to get ready to be ready to take care of what the governor desires to send to his house. One more push. Anybody got that? Anybody? Because the Holy Spirit, the governor, is still with the church. Now, our founding pastor, Pastor Long, he left to go to be with the Lord in heaven. And over time, others have left to go to be with the Lord in heaven. But remember this, the governor stayed. And he will stay with the church until Jesus comes back. Do you know why I preach boldly? Because the governor is still with us. Amen? Do you know why I have a word from the Lord? Because the governor is still here. Now watch this, because it's not that's not my phrase, watch this. Watch this. That came from the governor. He wants us to watch this. Amen? So when I pray in my closet, I hear from the governor, then I come and tell you what the governor has said. I have heard what the governor has spoken into my spirit. So we can do church as usual, or we can look out onto the fields where there are multitudes ready to be harvested by the governor. And the Holy Spirit causes the kingdom to expand by addition and multiplication. So we'd better learn to change the way we count. I learned early in ministry, I can't make it without the governor. I don't like decline. Neither does the governor. Increase is always on the governor's mind. Increase in your spirit. Increase in your health. Increase in your pocket. He is interested in increase. And then it says in verse 43, then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together. That's such an important component for the Holy Spirit to work with. Were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. The governor, the Holy Spirit, dispenses miracles and eliminates needs. And for everyone just a step away from having what you need, there is someone God has appointed in his body to make up the difference. See, from Pentecost, gathered into the church 3,000. And as soon as that church, early church, was birthed, within literally moments and days, there were those who began to sell off extra properties they owned, extra jewelry they weren't wearing. And no one in the body was in need because of the excess that was brought in from all the things that people were selling off that they weren't using to sustain their own lives, because they weren't selling the things they needed, a roof over their own head to live. They were selling things that they didn't have to use all the time and said, I've got these extra and this and that. And they began to sell those things and brought in all that they had. And when the governor is allowed to influence us, our thinking and mindset changes from no can do to generosity. And how can I help? And what do you need? See, there is the ability in the body of Christ at Calvary Christian Center to see to it all needs are met. There is the ability. And if you're unemployed, there's someone in this body who can direct you to employment. Some have held back because they're not under the influence of the governor. And I'm releasing the influence of the governor so all the needs of the body can be met. Every spirit-filled believer ought to desire their brother or sister's needs are provided for. Every spirit-filled believer ought to desire their brother or sister's needs are provided for. That should just come right up out of us because of the governorship of the Holy Spirit. If you're truly under the governance of the Holy Spirit, tongue talker, you ought to be concerned about your neighbor. How come you're quiet? You ought to be cheering. You ought to be standing on the back of your seat, hollering, thanking Jesus, because that's truth. If you're under the governance of the Holy Spirit, right, you ought to be concerned about your neighbor. Some might need fuel to go to work. Some might need some extra food for the week. Somebody needs a ride to church and sits at home because no one ever bothers to give them an opportunity. Don't think only about yourself. If the governor is allowed to speak to you, you will know the blessing you received from him is not all for you, that it's to be shared and it's to be a blessing. Every need should be met here at Calvary Christian Center. Don't try to be sophisticated with the Holy Spirit. Take out your checkbook and become a difference maker in the body of Christ. We are blessed to be a blessing. Thank you, Lord. And you have an overflow not to sit there and shout, and an overflow not to sit there and amen me. You have an overflow because the governor thought you would do something to benefit the kingdom of God when you came into his house. Amen. The governor wants his people taken care of. Are you with me? You're under the influence of the governor. And when we are givers. We are givers. There are people in need of a visit over a cup of coffee. Somebody needs encouragement. We cannot hold back. We have to be givers if we're under the influence of the governor. Amen? When we become givers, we are no longer beneath, we are on top. Why? Because they sat next to you and you blessed them. And they're under your influence because you're under his influence, and now they become blessed. That is the power of the Holy Spirit of God working in the New Testament church. I'm reading you the scriptures because sometimes we get stuck right there on Acts 2:4 and don't finish the rest of the chapter to see all the great things the Holy Spirit has come to do. Don't talk about how bad people look or make negative comments about, well, look at the way they are, look at that, look at, change the way they look. Amen? What do I mean by that? We've come to think our brother and sister can look bad in the culture and about life and it not reflect on us. I'm here to tell you, if they look bad because, you know, they need another article of clothing or a new pair of shoes, we look bad because we ought to be showing love to our brothers and sisters. I remember when Donna, I know she wouldn't want me to tell it, but I'm going to tell it anyway. When she's seen the needs of others. And with nobody knowing it, no fanfare, took care of it. But because of the environment they came out of, they didn't have much. And on her own accord, just took. That's the love of the Lord. That's the governance of the Holy Spirit. That's what he causes people to do in the body of Christ. So don't talk about, well, look at that one, came to church looking like that. Look, if they're looking that way in the culture, that's a reflection on the body of Christ. We need to show love to make sure when they go out into the culture, they look fine. Amen? The Holy Spirit has a message for his church. Stretch! Amen. One more push. Do it according to the kingdom of God and not in relationship to the culture in which you're living. No one's after your money. We are after the kingdom, and we want God to manifest in these end of days. Do we have people who know it's time for the influence of the governor to overflow in this house? It's time for the influence of the Holy Spirit to take root in all of our lives. There are no needs he cannot meet. I will say it again. There are no needs he cannot meet. Celebrate that. Amen? Celebrate that. When the Holy Spirit is the governor, all needs are met. When he's the governor, we assist others. When he's the governor, we help those who aren't feeling well. When he's the governor, we share some of our joy. When he's the governor, we share some of our peace. Bruce Wilkinson sent this out this week. He said, "You have enlarged the nation," that's from Isaiah 9, "and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest." And he says, one of the greatest truths about enlarging territory is that it enlarges our joy. You want some joy in your life? Right? Yeah, it's a challenge, he says, and creates anxious moments. You know, we've planted, we've sown, we've waited, but time comes where we are to reap from all the labor and see a harvest. And think of the satisfaction, he says, of the job well done. When you've done something good for God's kingdom, there, he says, there is joy immeasurable. That's tapping into the Holy Spirit. It's because of the goodness of the Lord and what we're able to do as we give. And then I want to quote one more part of this. He says, how much joy is there in your life right now? If you measured it on a scale of 0 to 10, where would you rate? He says, life may be rolling along calmly. You may not be unhappy as such. But how much true joy is there? Happiness is an emotion, but joy is an attitude. It comes with living right at the center of God's will. And when the Holy Spirit is the governor in the church, listen to me, we will be in the center of God's will. Amen? Share some of that joy. Share some of that peace. They might need a ride home. Share. Pick up the tab. Say, I'll take care of it. God didn't bring you into his kingdom to be a hoarder. God brought you into his kingdom to be a blessing to those around you. And the culture, listen, will start believing when they see us acting like we love our brothers and sisters. And it's time to act like the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us. If you tithe and then meet the needs of your brothers and sisters and spread the good news, all of your needs will be met. Did you hear what I said? If you tithe and meet the needs of your brothers and sisters and you are busy spreading the good news, all of your needs will be met. We get this all in reverse. We want our needs met first, and then I'll tithe, and maybe if I have extra. What's up with Pastor tonight, people? What's up with Pastor? What's up with Pastor? He's up being under the influence of the governor. And if you've been blessed, be a blessing. And get up under the influence of the governor. Let that which has been dammed up by clutter in our lives break loose. So there's an outpouring and a rush of his presence. Be released right now in Jesus' name. Say, release. Because the governor is here from the platform to the pews. And I sense his kingdom is here. And God has sent his Spirit to govern us. And there's a wave of the Holy Spirit moving here at Calvary Christian Center. And there's an overflow that will come from that. You came in here one way, you'll be leaving totally a different way because the anointing of the governor is with us. Some have thought they were blessed by God because of the good things that they personally have done. I've realized he blesses us to be a blessing. That's why I got blessed. Not because I'm good, because he wants me to be a blessing. The thing about the governor, he will never speak to you outside of what the written word says. And he says, you bless because you are blessed. You encourage because you are encouraged. You forgive because God has forgiven you. And when God blesses, we bring him the tithe. We bring him offering. We are blessings all around the world. Calvary, we've been blessed to bless. The governor is here blessing us tonight to be a blessing. Celebrate that. Thank the Lord for that. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. He is shifting us and changing us. And the governor is holy, he is righteous, and he is undefiled. And our job is to sanctify ourselves. The governor is in charge. And no matter the hell that has been unleashed against you, the governor has all the power, all the authority to overrule any dilemma that you face. If you've got a dilemma that you're facing, you can leave it here. Everything that was wrong will be made right. If you'll just simply obey the governor, everything that was wrong will be made right. Are you listening? If you had weeping through the night, I'm here to tell you, weeping may have filled your night, but joy will come in the morning. For somebody here, your morning season has already arrived, and the power and the anointing of God are present to release joy in you. The governor is here. The word of God is here. The order, the administration of God are here. I don't know if you have faith to believe this or not, but we are in a brand new day in the kingdom. And it's not a day of sorrow, nor a day of mourning. It is a day of celebration. And I don't have to beg for the fire. The fire is already here. There's a move on right now running up and down these rows. The Lord sees you, the hungry, and he is pleased with you, and he will heal. He'll give you breakthrough. The weapons of the enemy are neutralized. It's the flow of the Holy Spirit changing everything. And I see release, and I see the blessing of the Lord favoring and prospering and being a blessing to the house of God and every member of the body blessing one another in the family. And even though your child is away from God, don't be afraid. As you obey the governor, he will raise your child back up. He has your back. And God will bless your house. When Israel carried the Ark of the Covenant, it was the resting place for the presence of God. Breaking news. He doesn't dwell in the God box any longer. The governor now dwells on the inside of you. Praise the Lord. Men, his power is no longer in a box. It's inside of you. And it runs off adversaries, and it heals sickness, and refreshes you in spirit and in body and mind. So let's stand together.